Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. There has been an assassination attempt on an Iranian military leader. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to the broadcast table to give us all the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What do we know about this assassination attempt, and actually what does it mean?
Well, this is being reported by Iran's Press TV, which is a state-run news agency in English, and they are claiming that Qasem Soleimani, the head of the Quds Force, this is the overseas expeditionary force of the Revolutionary Guard, the terrorist force, if you wish, they're in Syria, they're in Yemen, they're in Lebanon as well. He was supposed to go to this meeting in Baghdad. He went to this meeting, but as they're reporting, he was never supposed to get there because a bomb was supposed to kill him. Now, they claim it was a very large bomb, 500 kilograms, kind of like the bomb that the Iranians themselves used to kill Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri. I don't know whether this plot is true or not, but what I find even more significant than this alleged plot against Soleimani, supposed to happen during Ashura, which would guarantee making him a Shiite martyr, even more significant was him sitting down for this interview about the 2006 war with Israel. And he said that Iran at that time could not come to Hezbollah's aid because the U.S. was standing in the way because of its military occupation in Iraq. No, today he says that's no longer the case. So the significance that I would like to draw out of this and really point out to our listeners is that this, to me, sounds like Qasem Soleimani preparing the world for this big war with Israel. The United States is no longer blocking the way by sitting there in Iraq. He has said so himself. So now Iran feels like it has a free hand to go against Israel directly.
Ken Timmerman with the details on the assassination attempt on one of the key Iranian military leaders. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Ken's report on the assassination attempt and the potential scenario, actually the outcome of the attempt, seems to be Iran's method of a presentation to the world for a reason to attack the state of Israel. Iran, which is Ezekiel 38:5, is key to the alignment of Islamic nations that will try and wipe Israel off the map. Psalm 83 and verse 4 states that and reveals the real purpose for the alignment in the last days. This alignment wants the name of Israel to be forgotten forever. My dear friend, that will not happen according to Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 22. In this prophecy passage, the Lord promises that the name Israel shall remain forever. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...